Morning, everyone. I'm going to now read the scripture and share the sermon. But before I do so, the little while I was there, I was not in a relationship or anything. And so I wanted to do my due diligence of making sure that I honor my wife. We've been married for 8 months. Also had on the way. And so before I get started, I wanted to just make sure that I shared my joy. and of course, my only concern is that is, you know, the whole COVID bringing newborn world. My prayers is that God will just continue to cover him and protect him. Before I start reading the scripture, I just want to also share that I do want to preach the gospel, and I feel that what I'm called to do in particular is to present and preach a gospel that's both spiritually renewing, but that's also socially relevant. I don't believe that I can do either or, but I have to do both. And that's been a struggle for me, of course, trying to preach a gospel that's spiritually renewing, also socially relevant, but I have to step into both. Without further ado, I'm going to read the scripture and go forth with the sermon that I believe God placed upon my heart to share with you all. I'll be reading from Mark chapter 6:30-39. I'll be reading in the English Standard Version. Mark chapter 6, verses 30 through 39. It says, "The apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done. And he said to them, 'Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while.' For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away the boat. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. Then he went ashore, and he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, 'This is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go to the surrounding countryside and villages to buy themselves something to eat.' But he answered them, 'You give them something to eat.' And they said to him, 'Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?' And he said to them, 'How many loaves do you have? Go and see.' And when they had found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then he commanded them all to sit down in groups in green grass. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, thy strength and thy redeemer." So the way that I'm going to present this is I'm going to walk back and go scripture by scripture and give a couple of points. And then we're going to come to the conclusion of the message. The title is Destiny and Desolation. So the title of my message is Destiny and Desolation. I want to start by reading again. Well, first, to give premise to this scripture, Jesus had just sent his disciples on a missionary trip to cast out devils, to preach the gospel, to tell the poor in spirit about the good news. And they were just coming back from the missionary trip. And Jesus saw that the disciples, they were worn out. You know, they didn't have big cars and everything like we have today. They had to walk by foot. So they had to walk a lot of miles in order to preach the gospel. They had just come back, and Jesus saw that they were tired. And the first thing when he saw them said, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." The first thing I'm going to deal with is when he said, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place." The definition of desolate in the Greek is eremos, which means deserted. It means a waste, a place that is barren, a place that is hopeless, a place that is uninhabitable. Jesus told his disciples to come to a place that's deserted, a place that's like a waste, a place that's barren and hopeless. Now, I find it a little strange as to why Jesus would tell his disciples to go and rest here. If it were me, I would tell my disciples, if I were Jesus, and I'm not, I would tell my disciples, "Let's go to the Bahamas. Let's go rest. Let's go eat good. Let's go to the beach, or, you know, let's go out of the country. Let's go travel." That's my idea of resting. My idea of resting is not going to a place that seems hopeless and uninhabitable. However, for Jesus, he told his disciples, "Let's go and rest and desolation, which in turn it would seem like him telling them, let's take rest in a place that's uninhabitable. I don't know how the disciples would find comfort in a place of chaos. It seems that Jesus was possibly teaching his disciples a powerful lesson about rest. Many times in scripture, Jesus referred to being about his Father's business. And we find in his mantra and his mission in 4:18, where he states that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the gospel to the poor, to set the captives free, to release the prisoners, and to help those that are bound. For Jesus, he didn't find comfortable places. He didn't find comfort in places like his bed or comfort at home or places that we may find comfort in. He didn't find rest and comfort in a sense by a voice. Justices that oppress humanity. Jesus found rest in desolate places. He found rest in societies that weren't perfect and in lands that were desolate. He found comfort in places that were habitable for some human beings. If Jesus existed today, I believe that he will also find comfort in a place like America. Because for some human beings, it seems habitable for humanity. So Jesus found rest in fulfilling the will of God. What was the will of God for Jesus? To preach the gospel to the poor in spirit. Jesus for those that could not help themselves. So as long as Jesus was fulfilling the will of God, then he found rest. Now, that doesn't mean that he did not take time from other human beings, but rather he didn't abandon his call to preach the gospel. So as Christians, or rather as human beings, there's an innate feeling, a longing, and a desire in each and every last one of us to be human. It is human. The premise of the gospel, the core concept of the gospel of Jesus Christ, is to treat everyone as a human being. We are all created in the image of God. So we'll never find rest in fulfilling our divine assignment of creating a society, a culture, and a world where everyone is treated as a human being. So Jesus told his disciples, let's go to a desolate place. Let's go to a place that may be uncomfortable for some individuals, but let's go to a place where we can fulfill our purpose and our assignment to preach the gospel to the poor in spirit. The next scripture that I want to focus on says that when he went ashore, he saw a great crowd and he had compassion on them. Another version of the same scripture in verse 34 says that he was moved with compassion. What it means, there's a word that I'm not going to say because one, I'm going to mess it up, and two, it's too long to say. But basically, when it says that he was moved with compassion, it means to be moved in the inward parts. It means to be moved in the lungs, in the kidneys. It means to be moved so much so that you cannot ignore what is right in front of you. And so to be moved with compassion is different than just feeling compassion. It is not a compassion that you just simply feel. Let me give an example. Some of us, if not all of us, are familiar with the story of the Good Samaritan. Many of the individuals, just a Levite and other individuals that passed by him that saw the man that was beaten and robbed by the society that he was living in, they saw him bruised, they felt compassion for him, but obligation, they did nothing. They felt the compassion, but they did not address the issue that was right in front of him. But the Samaritan, the Good Samaritan, he saw the injured man, and he did not only feel compassion, but he was with passion. He was an empathetic actor. He wasn't just an empathetic feeler. So in order to be moved with compassion is different than just feeling compassion. Jesus which compelled him to act. And as Christians, and we feel compassion, that's one thing. But when we are moved with compassions, as those who have to uphold the gospel, we are not for our compassion. To act on behalf of those that are injured and on behalf of those that need our help. So there's also a difference between then sympathy and empathy. And I'll just say this for myself as a black man, it is my understanding that my white friends and my counterparts will be able to sympathize with me, but in the sense that they may not empathize, go deeper into that. To empathize means to be able to walk in someone's shoes. Now, given because we live in a society where racism exists, and there's based simply upon skin color and nothing else, it's hard for me to walk in someone that's to walk in a white person's shoes, just as it is for a white individual to walk in my shoes as a black man. So to empathize is hard for either, but it's not impossible to walk with. What Jesus did was he saw the man, and he saw the man bruised, and he decided to walk with that man. He decided to help him along the journey. He didn't walk before him, neither did he walk behind him. He walked side by side with him. Christians, again, it's our obligation not to only have compassion, but to be moved with compassion and to act on behalf of those that are oppressed, that are bruised, that are hurting, that are robbed by their societies. So also in 34, that Jesus had compassion upon them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. They were like sheep without a shepherd. In other words, they had no leadership. They had no one to lead and guide the right direction. Jesus saw these people that were in a desolate land. He saw them in a society, in a place of chaos with no control, that were like sheep that were left to the wild. And here's the thing about sheep. Sheep are not the brightest animals. Sheep without leadership are prone to walk around lost, defenseless, and without a sense of purpose. If sheep were placed in the jungle and they were placed in the wild, they wouldn't survive that long because they don't know how to defend themselves. And so if you place a sheep in a desolate land, if you place a sheep in a place of destruction, in a place where there's no direction, there's no guidance, there's chaos, and there's no hope, then the sheep may not survive long. In other words, also, if you place a sheep in an environment, in a city, in a state where there's a lot of poverty and crime and homelessness and brokenness, inequality and unfairness, and if that sheep does not have a shepherd to teach that sheep how to live and how to walk, then the sheep will go without a shepherd. People are left hopeless and bound. So Jesus was moved with compassion because in this desolate land, in a land full of void of hope, and in a land void of in a land there was no hope in the society, he saw people that needed help and leadership. If we are to be Christ-like, if we are to be Christians, it is our duty as well to help those that are like sheep without shepherds, those that have no guide, those that have no leadership, those that do not know how to respond to the injustices that they're feeling, those that do not know how to respond to abuse. Christ commanded us in this way. He said to the hungry, to give water to the thirsty, to help the homeless, and to clothe the strangers, because when we do to clothe the strangers, because what we do unto the least of these, we also do unto him. After teaching them many things, the disciples now told Jesus, look, we appreciate everything that you've done. We appreciate all these teachings, but we're still hungry and we have been rested. You brought us to a desolate land. You brought us into a place of hopelessness, and you have all of these people around you. Remember, this is leading to the miracle of the feeding the 5,000 plus. Those 5,000 men, but it did not account for their wives and their families. And so we know the story of the miracle. We know the story of what happened. The disciples say, please, Jesus, send them away so that, because we don't have food to feed them. So we know the story of that miracle, but it is not the miracle of feeding the more than 5,000 that I want to focus on. I want to focus on the miracle that happened right before then. Remember, we started this in Jesus saying, let's go into a desolate land. Let's go into a place that's like a desert. Let's go into a place that's void of hope. In verse 39, it says, then he, Jesus, commanded them all to sit down in groups on green grass. Now, the title of this message is Destiny and Desolation. Again, when we started this text, Jesus told his disciples, come, let's go to a desolate place, a desert, a waste. Let's go to a solitary place. And at the end of our scripture reading, Jesus in his place, where it was originally a desolate place, transitioned into green grass. Psalm 23, 1 and 2 states, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures." Or in other words, he makes me to lie down in grass. When we allow God to get involved in the midst of our affairs, and when we allow him to shepherd us into truth and to lead us into the path of righteousness, of hope, of justice, then we find desolation. Christ transformed this place of desolation, this place of chaos, into a place of comfort. He transformed this place of strife into a place of peace. So Christ's followers, our ability to serve in a shepherd-like form to those who are like sheep without guidance. Sheep eat green grass. Sheep cannot survive in a desolate place. Christ transitioned people that were like sheep without shepherd from a desolate place into a place of green grass, where David in Psalm 23 says, "This is where God leads us. As a shepherd, he leads us into a place of peace, into a place of comfort." So as Christians, it is our responsibility and our obligation to not only go to these places that seem desolate, to not only go to lands that seem desolate, but to bring those that are like sheep without shepherd and to transition them into places of green grass where they'll be able to exist, where they'll be able to be human, where they'll be able to experience what it means to live free from burdening them down, free from societal's ills. And so I want to end this message by saying and by stating that with God, we can go and we can find destiny in desolation. That even in today's society and even in today's world, it seems like in America that we're in a land and we're in a place of desolation. We are not to be discouraged. We are not to be dismayed. We are not to be confused. And we are not to think that everything is going bad, because when there is chaos, that's when Jesus is able to have his way. When there's chaos and when we cannot see light at the end of the tunnel, it is when God can take us from a place of desolation and place us as a good shepherd into a place of green grass. Our responsibility as Christians to make sure that we are serving those that are like sheep without shepherd, serving those that do not know which way to go in life, that have no direction, that have no purpose, that cannot find a reason for living. It is our assignment to make sure that we are fulfilling our destiny, and we are making sure that we are providing and presenting unto them a desolation. Thank you.